From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. General Motors says its financial picture has improved enough that it can begin repaying its federal loans more than 5 years before they're due. The automaker reported that it lost nearly $1.2 billion in the third quarter after emerging from bankruptcy protection in July. But GM's chief executive Fritz Henderson says that loss represents an improvement.
Certainly much lower than what has been, although it's not necessarily comparable, and certainly better than our plan going into bankruptcy. But nonetheless, it's a loss and you cannot be satisfied with it.
Henderson says he is intent on disproving a Government Accountability Office report that predicted GM is unlikely to ever repay all the money it was loaned by the federal government. China's President Hu Jintao met over an informal dinner with President Obama in Beijing, the dinner a prelude to more serious meetings scheduled for tomorrow. Earlier today, Mr. Obama reached out to ordinary Chinese citizens during a televised town hall meeting in Shanghai. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama fielded questions from Chinese college students at the Museum of Science and Technology in Shanghai, along with questions that were submitted over the Internet. The town hall itself was broadcast on the Internet and on Chinese television. Mr. Obama assured his audience the U.S. has no interest in trying to limit China's rising influence.
We know that more is to be gained when great powers cooperate than when they collide. That is a lesson that human beings have learned time and again. And that is the example of the history between our nations.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. would not try to impose its form of government elsewhere, but he did urge the Chinese government to respect human rights. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Shanghai.
The space shuttle Atlantis is fueled and its six crew members are aboard, with launch set for about 90 minutes from now. Judith Smeltzer of member station WMFE says about the only possible obstacle now appears to be the weather at the Kennedy Space Center.
This morning, NASA upgraded the chance of a weather delay from 10% to 30% because of concerns about low clouds around Kennedy Space Center. Forecasters say the weather is likely to get worse later in the week, so mission managers hope to get the shuttle off the ground today. Apart from weather concerns, the countdown has been unusually smooth. NASA is tracking no technical issues on Atlantis. The shuttle is carrying more than 27,000 pounds of spare parts to the International Space Station. Three spacewalks are planned for the 11-day mission. Atlantis will return to Earth with astronaut Nicole Stott, who's been on board the space station since August. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smeltzer at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
The Commerce Department says retail sales increased 1.4% in October, up to their highest level in more than a year. That was far better than analysts had expected. But excluding gains from auto sales, retail sales were up just 0.2%. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 132 points at 10,403. The S&P 500 index is up 17. This is NPR News from Washington. A dozen Afghan civilians were killed and more than three dozen others wounded when insurgents fired rockets into a crowded market area northeast of Kabul today. A French military spokesman says the apparent target was a meeting taking place in a building there between a French general and Afghan tribal elders. Neither the general nor any NATO troops were hurt. French forces responded by shelling the site from which the rockets were launched. The body of a man found dead this morning in Chicago is reportedly thought to be that of the president of the city's Board of Education. NPR's David Shaper has the story.
Chicago police say the body of a man believed to be Chicago school board president and prominent businessman Michael Scott was pulled from the Chicago River at 3:15 this morning. Neither police nor the medical examiner's office will confirm a cause of death, but several media outlets report Scott apparently died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan, who worked hand-in-glove with Scott when Duncan was Chicago school CEO, says he is shocked and saddened by the sudden death of his friend and colleague. Scott was himself a product of the Chicago public schools, growing up in the impoverished North Lawndale neighborhood on the city's west side. In his statement, Duncan says Chicago has lost a great leader and the city's school children have lost a devoted champion. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
New York's city council is expected to approve a bill this afternoon that would give drivers a 5-minute grace period when time expires at thousands of electronic parking meters in the city. But Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he will veto the measure. He says it would lead to, in his words, chaos and enormous increases in contested parking tickets. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.